Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Obviously, I'm outraged just about the use of executive orders themselves. It's very abusive of constitutional powers. The fact that he has bragged through his aides to the media in Reuters that he's going to act without Congress. It's even more outrageous that he staged this press conference exploiting children, bringing them on stage with him. The same Obama who fake cried over the Sandy Hook shooting. The same Obama who released the White House photo showing him looking distraught. The same Obama who lied about the entire bin Laden account, a staged photo of the Situation Room supposedly watching the raid, the same Obama administration lying about Benghazi. But worse than that is the actual actions taken in those executive orders, and Obama's not even done with 23 of them. He's still going to ask Congress to reinstate the assault weapons ban and do even more. Now remember the words of Obama's first chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, now mayor of the murder capital of the world, who also wants gun control. He said, never let a good crisis go to waste. It's an opportunity to do something you couldn't do before.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Now, it's on record the Obama administration has been pursuing gun control all along. I did a top 10 list of the actions of his previous administration. Also, Senator Feinstein was amassing legislation to reinstitute the assault weapons ban at the time of the election, and they were waiting to use the appropriate crisis that became Sandy Hook. So let's just remember, they always wanted to exploit a good crisis, and that's what we've seen now. With that in mind, at least two of Obama's executive orders on gun control institute a brainwashing mentality. Remember that Eric Holder, Attorney General, said in 1995 he wants to brainwash the American public on guns the way they did with cigarettes.
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
And here inside those 23 executive orders are two political campaign propaganda points. One, to launch a national safe and responsible gun ownership campaign, and another to have a national dialogue on mental health with Kathleen Sebelius, the head of Health and Human Services, and Arne Duncan, the Education Secretary. Now, Obama, of course, has announced he's looking for ways to act without Congress, without having to even ask for permission to infringe upon the uninfringable Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights to the Constitution. With that said, look at how he's exploited health care in his executive orders. Here it is in the Weekly Standard. Obama asked doctors to help deal with guns. And he reminds them in several different executive orders, as many as seven executive orders could be put in this category, where he reminds doctors that they're able to report on suspicious activity. They're able to ask their patients if they own guns and if they have guns in their homes. They're able to flag people for threats against for violent threats, report them to authorities, and what they're doing is building a mental health database flagging people for potentially unstable behavior. Obviously, we don't want crazed people going out in society and shooting up crowds of people. At the same time, we want to maintain due process, and we don't want to create a snitch culture where the entire Obamacare apparatus is used to spy upon Americans, which is all dangerous for the sake that we've seen what they do with the terror watch list. Once you get on it, doesn't matter if you've ever done anything wrong, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to get off that list. And we've been told more lists are coming. Rahm Emanuel said in this clip, no fly, no buy.
If you're on that no fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of the American family.
He was at the Brady Center and said his number one priority was to get people on a no-buy gun list, that you lose that right. That was under the context of terrorism, but it's going to apply to mental health as well. And we've seen Chuck Schumer in the Senate and others trying to introduce that legislation.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 17th day of January, 2013. We're going to go to break and come back. This is a full mobilization by the federal government under foreign control to absolutely go hysterical and attack the Second Amendment at every level, including extrajudicially. Mayors everywhere, this has just went up at InfoWars.com, are announcing that they're going to lean like the mafia on gun dealers, gun manufacturers, you name it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are go. We are launch. It is the 17th day of January 2013. And while we're busy watching the globalists go after our guns, they are stealing $85 billion of taxpayer money a month and giving it to the six private mega crime syndicate banks who are offshore and tax-free. $85 billion a month for derivatives. Frauds they created. Hey, instead of going to jail, you just get the taxpayer money and get to run everything. Same thing in Europe. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got some incredibly serious news to report here for you. What we're facing is mafia tactics. And I wrote an article this morning with Paul Joseph Watson that just went up at Infowars.com that goes over all of this. Philadelphia mayor declares economic warfare on gun retailers. But it isn't just this mayor. There's a bunch of other mayors, and there's a people like Chuckie Schumer and people like Rahm Emanuel and Dianne Feinstein and Michael Moore and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, who've all been calling for what Bloomberg's done, suing gun manufacturers, suing gun dealers, suing gun shops. Now they're just saying, we're going to pull city investment funds out of any companies, and we're going to harass gun shops, and we're going to do all this. I mean, it's mafia. If you don't go along with us, it's called good old-fashioned muscle. You ever seen Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas, based on a true story? That is exactly how these big city crime machines work, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, San Francisco. They are oily gangsters involved in all sorts of crimes. But they're above the law because they run the system. And they want the people disarmed, period. And we have President Obama in yesterday's speech. We have a video up at Infowars.com. We break all this down, titled President Obama Responds to Alex Jones. That's clearly what he's doing. And others saying, hey, there's no tyranny. We're not coming after your guns. The people that are saying that just want to make money. Unbelievable. Remember, this is the guy saying he would never come after our guns. Here's that clip.
This will be difficult. There will be pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical all-out assault on liberty. Not because that's true, but because they want to gin up fear or higher ratings or revenue for themselves. And behind the scenes, they'll do everything they can to block any common sense reform and make sure nothing changes whatsoever.
You're a liar. All right, that's it.
The only way we will be able to...
The only way is for the, quote, supporters, conservatives, to stand up, do the right thing. And I'll get it done for you because you asked for it, little kids. High five. The most exploitive garbage I've ever seen. Totally transparent. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. Now, we now have the 23 executive orders, and it is an unbelievable nightmare. Natural News does an analysis. Aaron Dykes does an analysis. It's all up at Infowars.com and our auxiliary site, if you can't get to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And we've got a clip of this mayor we're going to play in a moment, but they're saying, listen, we're going to shut down your businesses one way or another unless you do gun buybacks every year and a half, 2 years, which they've always done gun buybacks in the news worldwide before they then register, before they confiscate. I mean, they've taken guns worldwide. They've taken guns everywhere these big city crime bosses run things. So we know their goal. I mean, they've introduced bills to do it before. They've said our goal is civilian abolition of firearms ownership. That's the UN Unidair Treaty. And those of us that are informed and actually read and know how the world works, we're going, hey, Lemmings, wake up. They're coming with the guns.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist. The government told me it's reasonable for the kids.
And we're like, hey, mobsters, we know you want our guns. That's right, Mac, and we're going to get them. That's what's so frustrating about this is they still play this game. We just want some reasonable stuff. And then just like the Obama health care plan, a bunch of these executive orders and the bills they've now introduced are nebulous. It's like, yeah, it's up to the ATF's discretion. You come in and register them, and we may do a forced buyback. No big deal, though. It says in Feinstein's bill, that's the chief one that they're trying to pass. We've read it on air, written articles about it. It's been national news. It says, this is a footnote, and we may do a forced buyback, too. Never mind about that. But this gives us that power. We're like, hey, this bill has death panels, says it'll double the premiums and will bankrupt everything. It's a takeover healthcare plan. Shut up, conspiracy theorists. Doesn't say that. Yeah, here's a subsection right here. No, it doesn't. They pass it. Oh, of course there's death panels. Of course we're going to double your premiums. I promise no payroll tax will go up, no other capital gains tax. Nothing will go up on anybody making under $250,000 a year. Capital gains tax for everybody went up. There's a total investment tax almost 4% on top of everything else. That's on after-earned money. Unbelievable. Totally unconstitutional. Payroll tax, 3.8 on average. I keep going here if you want me to. Everybody knows you're getting your paychecks now. I mean, people are real mad. In the last 3 days, most people get paid every 2 weeks. You got your first 2 weeks. Most people got their first 2 weeks. Some of them are going to be getting them today. Oh, people are mad. I'm already seeing it, people. The tweets are going out. People got their check this morning, and they're like, what is this? What is this? Oh, and everybody, all the major chains, all the big stores are announcing nobody gets 40 hours anymore except the manager. Everybody else gets 25 because Obamacare kicks in above 29 hours. And that way, if you get a couple hours overtime, it doesn't go over 29. Boom. And people are like, what's going on? What happened? But see, they're going to say unemployment's going to go down because they'll count each new job as new people. This is how the mafia operates. So the average person is going to get two or three jobs now. They're going to go, look, there's more people getting hired. They'll just cook that number. Real unemployment's above 20%. Every major economist has said that for 4 years. They say, hey, you know what? Unemployment's down at 8-something. It's all about, these are gangsters. It's just like in Goodfellas, where the mobsters are in the bar beating people up, not paying their $5,000 tabs for parties. The owner says something, so the one out-of-control gangster beats him up. This is based on a true story. Well, it's such a good gangster movie because they were all convicted of this in court when one of the major crime families got brought down. Like, I read the book back at the time when it came out, like in 1990. I was so impressed by Scorsese's movie. I think it's his best movie. But the point is that they go to the head gangster and go, well, just take over my business so he won't keep robbing me. So he goes, okay, and then they take everything. And they leverage out the business with all this debt that they put on him and then take everything he's got on top of it. I mean, they're gangsters. Joe Biden, Barack Obama, all these guys. If you watch how they act, their histories, what they do, the deaths around them, they're good fellas. And they're going, oh, look, we got the kid right here, a nice little kid. Hey, little Sammy, I'm going to take the guns for you, kid. All right, go around the back there. I've got some free dresses for you. She goes and looks and sees guys getting ready to kill her. No, I don't think I'll take the dresses. No, don't be a conspiracy theorist. Don't believe the people to warn you about me. You want to get in business with me. I'm going to take good care of you. I mean, and then, look, I'm up here. Nobody else has got the nerve going, listen, criminal gangsters, I know you're a tyrant. You're a scum. And Obama is responding. The Washington Times goes, I hate to quote, you know, the conspiracy nutball Alex Jones, but this is tyranny. I got an article. I mean, even the Washington Times can't come out and call this tyranny when it's staring at you in your face. People are like, I don't know if these are good fellas. I don't know. They might have. Really? You don't know? You don't know? These are good fellas with nuclear weapons. These are good fellas with their big red wine. These are good fellows that control our military, the drones, everything. And only a full understanding they're pure criminals will stop them. And by the way, that's already happened. Congress has a 9% approval rating. Obama needs this gun thing as a fight where he can restrict guns while making us, he's on the offense. See, he's been on the defense. He's gone on offense now where we got to go defend the Second Amendment while they loot $85 billion a month, just one of the dozens of ways they're robbing us, while they pass more regulations and shut us down, while they ship more jobs taxpayer paid for overseas. While all this, while the total meltdown happens, while the federal regulations, home inspectors roll out, power plants being shut down, massive layoffs, they're going to push for total amnesty. Republicans are saying they're going to go for it because they're bought and paid for by the same foreign banks, the real mafia dons. Obama and people are just regional capos. That's all they are. They're capos. You take the mafia analogy, that is not an analogy. That's what they are. The command structure, National Security Council, all of it. They just happen to be a mafia of perverts and scum and pedophiles. I mean, they're just the worst of the worst of the worst. The globalists don't let you in unless you are nasty. Little parties with kids, women. It's always coming out devil worship ceremonies, you know, with Dominique Strauss-Kahn and a bunch of hookers and a bunch of world leaders. That's nothing. That's like, okay, you go and have orgies with hookers with 200 people. We might trust you. Okay, you rape a kid, we'll start to trust you. Now, shoot that kid in the head. It's like all gangs, they have initiations. Go knock that old lady in the head, you're a made member of the Crips. We've got a group of vicious criminals running this country. And I've got the nerve to tell them they're criminals because I'm not going to be their slave. They knew Texas would stand up to them. They've profiled America. They've tried to take over Texas before. They know it ain't going to happen.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep worrying about tests and schoolwork? Eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
I'm going to be honest with you. So the whole radio crew, we just spontaneously locked hands and prayed to God for guidance and protection in these times.
When you dig my grave.
The globalists have dug our grave. They've dug America's grave. They want us to be an example of a nanny state tyranny worldwide. Not a beacon of freedom. And they will wrap themselves around those little children. They will use them as their front to sell evil. And those of us that have discernment are completely freaked out by what's happening. It is not fun to have to face down these gangsters, but it's what has to be done. No king, but King Jesus. We are not going to bow down to these tyrants. These are horrible people that know the vaccines are killing people. Obama says we haven't given any solutions to the killing, which they probably conducted. The evidence is pretty damning, especially in Colorado. We know they staged other mass shootings, Operation Gladio in Europe. We know they staged Fast and Furious that killed thousands. So they're prime suspects. But they know full well every one of the real mass shooters was through cultural copycatting, where they put mass shootings in all these movies. The last Tom Cruise movie had one in it, came out right on time. The media hypes it constantly. They do these drills everywhere in every town and city, getting it into everybody's mind, where when there are unstable people on serotonin reuptake inhibitors that the insert says makes you engage in homicidal mass murder activity. I mean, we've shown you the inserts. They all say the same thing. Paxil, Luvox, Prozac. I mean, I don't want to get into any names, but I've had friends who, you know, had a divorce or whatever, and they said, okay, you're having trouble doing whatever, you know, we're going to put you on Xanax. And they just turned into complete zombies. I've known people put on Luvox and stuff who just are totally screwed up. And, you know, I knew instantly. A few months ago, we hadn't had a cop killed in years, thank God, here in Austin, that a guy for no reason just walked up and shot a cop in a Walmart. They said the guy was walking around like a zombie with a gun, and in the first reports, he just shot a cop who responded in cold blood, and it turned out he was on a bunch of Xanax. I mean, this is a no-brainer, and then Obama gets up there on television and says, hey, it's these gun owners. They're the problem. It's these gun manufacturers, these gun sellers, and we're going to lean on them until they shut down or stop selling semi-autos. And then I'm watching CNN right before the show starts. We have it on to monitor enemy transmissions. They're like another police chief, and they're going, we need to ban all the handguns. Not just they're coming for everything, and they're going to use the full weight of Homeland Security, now admitted. I had their manuals years ago. People were like, how did you know, Alex, that they were going to use Homeland Security as an anti-gun agency? Because they've been training for it. They're just unveiling it now. It's like in the old days in World War I, World War II, they'd show a big ship being built. It'd be behind these big curtains in a giant dock, in a giant dry dock, and they'd pull back the curtain with the press, with the film cameras rolling, and then they'd cut these big ropes, and then all of a sudden it would, or they'd have explosives detonate, and these big rocks would fall down, and the big ship would slide into the water. I mean, they just pulled back. I mean, there's a big ship behind there. I've been behind there. They've done it over and over again. They're blueprint. They're coming for our guns. Uh-oh, here we go. Boom, pull back the curtain. The ship's now gone in the water. It's on. And Paul Watson is such a prodigious writer. Mayor predicts Waco-style standoff in response to Obama gun confiscation. It's not going to end well. And that's Gloversville Mayor Dayton King. Oh, yeah, they're going to call us terrorists. Oh, they've been telling police, we're going to get the guns. When they fight back, they're terrorists. And you go to the urban warfare drills. I've been to countless ones. This is a long-term project for the globalists, getting units of police and military ready. Most of them have been compartmentalized, aren't part of it. You've seen the footage of my police state films with guys that look like my farming relatives. John Deere hats, overalls. They'll even have kids with them in the drills. And they kill them. They practice killing farming people, okay? And, I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but when the Army and the Marine Corps have been training for at least 15 years that I know to take on Hank Williams Jr., because we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, we live back in the woods, you see, with the woman, the kid, and the dogs and me, we say grace, we say amen. And, you know, if you don't like it, well, you know, we're not going to go along with it. You can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. And that's the target of a foreign banking takeover. They're in New York, Chicago places. They see all the yuppies, all the soft, scared people. They're like, good, we got control of this. But they see Americans going, we know you're criminals. We know you're globalists. They're telling the cops, there's no New World Order. Nobody's coming for the guns. There's no Federal Reserve. Now, there is a Federal Reserve. We are run by foreign banks. We are in a world government. And those that don't accept it are terrorists. And they got all these TV shows where the founding fathers are terrorists on television. We got the sheriff coming up in Kentucky standing up to this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I'll stand in line for
and listeners, we played some clips of a county meeting that Sheriff of Jackson County, Denny Payman, was at. He was at the public meeting, and he said, look, I would be ashamed if our founders were here who fought so hard and gave so much up so that we would have the birthright of the Second Amendment. I would be ashamed that we're even discussing this. And that's absolutely right. That's the perspective of an informed American. But then you get all these globalists, all these corporate front men up there all over television. I was just back there during the break monitoring CNN, and they're like saying again, we've got to take the handguns too. We got to take everything. We've got mayors and we've got U.S. senators like Chuckie Schumer saying, we'll just have audits. We'll just harass. We'll just shut down outside of law. Gun shops, unless you only sell single shots. And we have clips of that. We have all these articles up at InfoWars.com right now. Philadelphia mayor declares economic warfare on gun rights. financial terrorism, firearm sellers to be blackmailed into conforming to gun control. I mean, this is just Goodfellas mafia tactics. They want a confrontation. They've been training for it, especially since Obama got in. They've been trying to federalize the police. Police sent us the training manuals. MIAC, Homeland Security, saying gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, that we were, quote, terrorists and the number one terror threat. Remember that 3.5 years ago? Well, now they're just going public with that, and they want this confrontation. Mayor Bloomberg told Obama yesterday, he said, defy Congress. Executive orders, make people turn them in now. And then here is another key report before we go to the sheriff. This is also up at Infowars.com. Mayor predicts Waco-style standoff in response to Obama gun confiscation, expressing his opinion to the New York SAFE Act. Gloversville Mayor Dayton King has sensationally warned that any federal gun confiscation program could lead to Waco-style standoff in rural areas of America. And we're going to be going over that, and I want to get that mayor on ASAP. The point is, there are so many old veterans I know, especially, who understand tyranny, and they are not giving up their birthright. And again, most police chiefs and people are constitutionalists. They're good men and women. But a lot of them, the state police and others, were going to follow orders, and it is going to cause a civil war. I had Ron Paul on last week, outgoing congressman. He said, yeah, it's the line in the sand. He said, undoubtedly, he knows they're going to start raising taxes and things, too. There's going to be tax rebellions. And he said, when they come for the guns, it's going to kick off a war. And they're going to call us terrorists. Okay? Now, me, I'm not here saying I'm offensively going to do anything. I'm a radio talk show host. I'm not trying to be macho. I don't want a war. But I'm telling you something. They're going to start it, and we're going to finish it. That's where this is going, and I want to take you now to Jackson County Sheriff Denny Payman. He was the first sheriff. Now it is dozens of them. Rand Paul vows to torpedo Obama executive orders, so we're going to fight peacefully. They know we're going to beat them peacefully. That's why they're trying to say we're just going to go shut things down if we feel like it. Lawlessly. I mean, this government is crazy. These so-called liberals are a bunch of authoritarian freaks. I've studied history. They did this in Russia and Germany, and folks. The Germans did this to the Jews in their businesses. Just outside of law, started harassing them. And folks, I mean, this is not going to go well. Many more sheriffs vow not to enforce federal gun laws. Oregon law enforcers lead national fight against Obama gun grab. We've got Texas sheriffs doing it. We've got congressmen from Texas saying they're going to start impeachment. I had Choth on yesterday, the state rep. He's in the legislature's racing. He's talking to the attorney general. They're going to pass laws saying you can't do that in Texas. And that's constitutional. So I'm going to move now to Jackson County Sheriff Denny Payman. I wanted to give him that briefing. I know he's probably aware of all this, and talk to him because he's the first to go public. And, sir, why were you the first to stand up from the great state of Kentucky and all 50 states and say that you're not going to be involved in gun confiscation?
Because it dealt with my county. It dealt with the people that I have swore to protect. It was, you know, it's when I first got word of it, a friend of mine came in and showed me what Obama would say and what he had said. And he said, man, what would you say to that? And I said, we're not going to do it. He said, would you say that publicly? And I said, yeah. I said, I believe that. We're gonna stand by that. I'm not going to disarm my people because they need these guns for protection because it is their Second Amendment right to have guns. And I'm not going to have, you know, the government come in and tell us, no, you're not. And so that's where it started.
Can you elaborate, because it's very touching, it sounds like you're about to break down, but you controlled yourself. When you talked about the founding fathers, it sounds like you know about that history a little bit. Can you repeat what you said to your constituents?
Yes, I stood there, yes, and this is an emotional topic for me because of the price that other people pay that we take for granted to flippantly talk about these issues when it's something that really doesn't even deserve to be talked about. It should already be taken care of. And it's something that we were in this meeting, and I said that I was embarrassed to have to be at a meeting like that. And I was ashamed if our forefathers were to be able to see and to hear what we were talking about and what the government is doing now. You know, how would they feel knowing what the price that they paid that we could have this freedom and how we were just letting the government, which they designed the Constitution for us. Second Amendment for us to protect us. And we sit back and just let them, push back and bold that however they want. That's like taking the Bible, and let's just say either you believe it or you don't, but let's say you take it and you mold it to suit you, and that's usually what people do. That's the same thing they're doing with the Constitution. They're just going to mold that, they're going to tweak that, they're going to use it other than what it was meant for, to suit their purposes, their desires, the direction that they want it to go.
I know you've seen the FBI crime statistics that are gathered from local communities, some of the most accurate government statistics out there. 21% violent crime reduction the last 16 years. Most of that dropped since 2007. And then I saw the number at FBI.gov of, in the last 20 years, a 49% drop in crimes using firearms. Anybody can go look these numbers up. And what's amazing is that the mainstream media will not talk about that, and they don't want the big secret that as gun ownership has skyrocketed, violent crime has gone down because criminals are scared to death to home invade or carjack now, except in areas run by these big city mayors where they've taken the guns.
That's exactly right. And that's what I've told people, and that's what, as we talk here, I mean, we live in a rural area, and sometimes it's 30, 45 minutes before I can respond to somebody on our north end of our county. But they're calling me, and they're talking on a cell phone, and, how can I disarm somebody when I tell them I'm 30 minutes away, and there's two guys kicking their front door at 2 o'clock in the morning, they just woke out of a sleep, and they're depending on me to get there while these guys are coming into their house. I would much rather them have a handgun, a weapon of some kind, not necessarily a handgun. It could be an AK-47. I really don't care, as long as they can protect what's theirs and protect themselves. What's happening right now is, all they've done is just paint this a different color. All they've done is to crack the door a little bit to see what they can push through later. They've crammed these apples down our throat. Now they won't go, so now they're going to paint them. They're going to put something else on them, some caramel, and try to cram them again. And that's what the people, I can only speak for the people in my county and the people I'm responsible for. Half our county or better packs guns daily. We don't have shootings and stuff here. We had a shooting here not long ago where a guy was stealing a guy's stuff and he shot him. We've had guys, other people that were shot, but we don't have guys go kicking doors on people they know are armed.
Well, that's right. In fact, where I live in Austin, the only place that you see people getting robbed is mainly the illegal immigrant communities, because folks know they're likely to not have guns, and so the criminals feed on them. I mean, home invasions, I've seen the national crime maps, I know you've seen them. It's almost non-existent carjackings, home invasions. People don't walk up in Texas, in most areas, try to rob somebody in a shopping market parking lot, because most folks are packing a gun in their purse, even if it's a woman. And then I read about Chicago and New York. Chicago, 530-something deaths last year,
yeah,
of citizens being fed on, and they have a total gun ban for the citizens in the city, and wonder why every criminal in the country goes there, because it's their happy hunting ground.
Yeah, it's free food there, you know? It's a free lunch. And that's like here, or anywhere else, just like in the shooting inside the theater. What if everybody was armed in there? Do you think the guy would have come in? No. And if he would have come in, how many would he have got? I'm pushing here to arm our teachers, because if I'm sitting at the bottom of the hill, which from our high school, and they call me and say, Denny, he's coming in the room. I've got 30 seconds to get up there, get in the room. He's already killed 30 students. But if I have a teacher up there, he walks through the door, he can take him out as he walks through the door. How many people are going to be doing school shootings? They're not, because there's no glory in just getting shot walking in. What they glory in is how many they left dead.
Well, we need to profile these people. I've done a study of it, and I know police have as well. Almost every shooter, Harris, Klybold, the Batman guy was into the occult, the guy that killed his mom with a hammer and then got the illegal AR-15 because he was a felon. Why was he out of jail? He was a devil worshiper. Lanza was reportedly a Satanist. That's mainstream news. They are goth. I'm not saying all goths are bad. The point is they are goth, Satanist, into shoot-em-up video games, who are in the psychiatric system on psychotropic drugs in almost every case. I mean, the drug insert, Sheriff, says it can make you do this. Why didn't Obama mention not putting unstable people on Prozac?
Exactly. Exactly. They don't want it. Just like if there is a shooting, the shooting in West Virginia that was big, was blown up. They don't talk about the shooting where a guy came on and only shot two people, and then they go back and check these guys as to why they were doing it in the first place and find out that they were raised in these video games that desensitize them to that. So when they're in that shooting mode, they're just playing another game.
It's incredible. I want to bring up what the mayor was talking about. I read you that headline here. Mayor predicts Waco-style standoff in response to Obama gun confiscation. I mean, they knew when they put all these psychiatric drugs in schools and then made them victim disarmament zones, there'd be shootings. This stuff didn't go on until the 80s and 90s. Even though overall crime's going down, violent crime, this is going up because the media hypes it. There's mentally ill people. There's these video game head Satanists. This is really cool and fun for them to go and do this. What do you think is going to happen, Sheriff? And again, the sheriff from Jackson County, Kentucky, Denny Payman, joins us. What do you think is going to happen if they give state police the order to, okay, we've got undercover reports that, you know, this guy out here has got 15 guns and he's a veteran, he's refused to turn them in. What's going to happen when they go to try to take the guns, and then let's say the first 100 people turn their guns in. If you got 160 million gun owners and 1% refuse to turn them in, that's 1,600,000 people that are going to fight back. What do you think is going to happen there, Sheriff?
I think that they're going to have a civil war on their hands, because I know people well enough. They're going to go bury whatever guns they have. They're going to hide them. They're going to put them, but they're going to put them where they're easy access for them. And they're going to come say, yeah, search my place, take away whatever. But when it comes right down to taking it from their hand, it'll never happen. These people will fight back. Because they, you know, people will fight over a lot of things, but the number one thing they will fight over is their firearm. They will not, because they know that is their last, very last line of defense. If you got a guy 60 years old that's a veteran, and he's crippled up from his service and what he's done, and that's all his last line of defense, that's what he's going to do. He's going to fight you for it.
So what do you think the social engineers are thinking? I mean, Ron Paul, everybody said what you've said, and then I told Piers Morgan, you're going to start 1776 again, and he spun it like I'm saying I want that. That's the last thing I want, but they're pushing and pushing. I guess they think they're going to be able to initiate this. They're already saying Obama's going to be the new Lincoln, and he'll crush the states. I mean, I think these people are on megalomaniac power trips.
Yes. What it is, it's a bully tactic. And what they're going to do is they're going to bully first, you know, verbally. Then they're going to try and stretch their muscle a little bit to see. Because they think, you know, they've got all these trained troops and stuff. But I'll tell you what, there's more people trained here than what we have in our full military. In the United States, there's more people that are trained that shoot casual shooters. People that, you know, and they're going to fight back. And once I'll tell you something. Once it started, I've looked at a lot of people here lately and talked to a lot of people. They've got the look in their eye. I've had enough. They're not going to take this too. You know, our employment is down are up to where people aren't employed. Prices are high. People are thinking, you know what? What do I care? And they go to try to take somebody's gun. They're going to have more than a civil war on their hands. It'll be so much worse than what it ever was before because, you know, and here if you've got, say, just in any part of the United States that you come in and you isolate an area and try to get the guns, the wars are not going to start there, but the American people will come to you. The support that I've got just over the United States from fellow officers, retired officers, veterans, all these people that are coming together right now, they're all willing to fight.
Wow, you've really done your homework. Because what you're saying is absolutely historical, and here's the thing. We don't want this, but they've taken our sovereignty. They say our military's under NATO, UN control. They tell Congress that to their face. Obama's shutting down power plants everywhere. Power prices are exploding. To wreck America, he paid to ship General Motors to China, $22 billion. This is economic warfare, to shut us down, to put us on welfare, to domesticate us. And they brag and say that, and Americans know that, and they know everything's been taken from us. Obama said it 5 years ago in a secret meeting with his million-dollar donors. He said, they're bitter clingers, but don't worry, I'll get them in the second term. They call us bitter clingers. They hate us because we love God. They hate us, and they've taken everything from us. All we've got is our guns left and our Bibles, and now they're taking our churches, saying the Catholic Church and others are going to have to pay for abortions. These people are crazy.
Yes, they are. And there's not the same blood that runs through them as that runs through the rest of the core of America. It's not the same blood. They'll find out what that color of that blood is because they've showed it before.
That's That's right. So, again, Sheriff, it sounds like you've really done a lot of historical research. I think of all the police I've interviewed, except for maybe former Sheriff Richard Mack, you are the most informed about history. Because everything you're saying is exactly how it's going to go down. And is there any way to stop it?
No, even, you know, biblically and looking into, you know, a lot of stuff is going to come to pass. But even the stuff that came to pass, they didn't lay down, you know. And does it mean come to pass? Does that mean in our generation or the next year? We're only responsible to take care of ourselves and the next generation. It's the next generation's responsibility to take it there. You know, everybody's talking about, you know, these different things, you know, the end times and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it could have been end times in the 60s, but people fought back. It could have been in the 70s or 80s, you know, but now we're in 2000. You know, only God knows the exact time that, you know, he will return.
Wow.
And,
no, it's like Nineveh got a 100-year reprieve. You're right. God helps those that help themselves. He gave us a brain.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could have, I mean, the whole, I mean, this could have all been over 1,000 years ago. It could have been over 200 years ago. But he also gives in man the freedom. The freedom and, you know, desire to do what's right.
Well, I'm in. God bless you, Sheriff. One more segment with you. Jackson County Sheriff Denny Payman. This is the kind of sheriff we need in every county in this country.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Kentucky, Denny Payman is our guest. You can hear his historical understanding of this. Man, when I look at the oily mafia types, the anti-gunners, and their statements they're making about, we'll just shut your gun shop down without a law. We're just going to, I mean, I'm going to play some of these clips in the next hour. I can't believe they're moving this fast. Sheriff, what is your gut that their game plan is? We know it's a full-out assault. Homeland Security is now not for Al-Qaeda. It's for the American people. They're saying that. It's for conservatives, libertarians. What do you think in your gut is their full game plan and what they're planning?
What it is that I feel is what they're doing now is they're going to see what the American people will tolerate. They're kind of trying to crack the door a little bit. They're going to throw some stuff out. They're throwing stuff out that we're going to balk at. We're going to buck, and they're going to pull back, and they'll say, okay, let's try and find a medium here. We'll give some, you give some, and everybody's going to be happy. What the American people are doing is they're going to give some, and all they're going to do is they're setting the people up to when they kick the door, they can come in and take it all. Because once you've been set up and you will compromise on the Second Amendment, if you will compromise on any of that, then you've compromised on it all. And that's what they're gambling, that we'll compromise. If we don't compromise, they're not going to know what to do then. Because they're gambling that if we compromise, they can get the door cracked enough that they can get in that way. But if we don't let them get in or let them get started, they're not going to know what to do next.
They also run the risk of being too over the top. I mean, I've got clips coming up. I'm sure you're seeing this as well. I know you're busy. But they're on CNBC, CNN, MSNBC saying, quote, our presidents beat Hitler. They can beat the gun owners. That's a Bob Schaefer quote, CBS. No, my grandfathers beat Hitler, not presidents, and certainly not Obama. And they're saying it's like South Africa. That's, you know, embargoing the racist, and gun owners are Klan members. I mean, it's so over the top to say gun owners killed those kids. They're trying to put the guilt on us. I say we get on the offensive and point out they're the ones that made schools victim disarmament zones, because if we don't get on the offensive, we're going to lose it.
Well, what I'm finding in these little, like, Tea Party groups, liberal groups, you know, patriot groups, what I'm finding, I used to see back in the 70s, 60s, 70s, they're more of the redneck, they're more of the working man, you know what I'm saying, that kind of work, where it was kind of, they kind of stereotype, all these gun owners are all hillbillies, you know?
Country boys.
What I'm seeing now is I'm seeing judges, I'm seeing legislators, I'm seeing educated people. But the thing has changed dramatically. You know, you still see a blend of people, but it's an upper. I mean, you're talking people that are in places of power and control that can help and can do something.
You just said it. We've got Congress people. We've got judges. We've got police chiefs, sheriffs. It's leadership core, just like leading up to 1775. And the establishment better understand that. There's going to be organized at governmental level resistance to this.
Yes. But what they're not, you know, they're betting that at that level it's going to be taken care of, but it's not. It's still going to take the cross of every American that packs a gun, you know? And just like for the people that don't pack a gun, when this all comes down, they better be standing close to somebody who does, because they're going to need protection too.
Well, look at the economy. The derivatives were totally bankrupt by design. The 50 million people on food stamps. All these big cities run by these crime bosses are collapsing. And then when everybody runs to the rural areas, I mean, we're not turning our guns in so we can be gang raped.
Right. Exactly. Just like they're talking about the assault weapons and stuff, I've got one. I've had one. I've had them for years, and I'm going to continue to keep them. Why? No, I don't go out and play with them. It's probably been 2 years since I've even fired some of them. But, you know, I keep them. Why do I keep them? I keep them for my protection. And that's what other people are keeping theirs for protection. You don't turn in your protection.
If you've got 50 people rushing your farmhouse or planning to loot you, you need an AR-15. Do 5 more minutes with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.